Now, I'm a bit gutted because I did have a really cool intro into Friday's film feature, which is going to take place at this time every Friday. But I didn't bring it with me today. Good start to the new show. I'm allowed some mistakes, come on. So, basically, what happens at this time of the show is I'm going to review a film each week and tell you my opinion on it and some facts as well. So, the film I've chosen to review today is The Inbetweeners Movie 2. It stars James Buckley, Simon Bird, Joe Thomas and Blake Harrison, who all reprise their roles as Jay, Will, Simon and Neil. It's directed and written by Damon Beasley and Ian Morris and has a certificate of 15, which, if I'm honest, is a good certificate for The Inbetweeners because it can be quite rude in places, lots of swearing and explicit language. But come on, it's The Inbetweeners, that's what you've got to expect, right? So the plot for this film is that Jay is on a gap year in Australia and invite the remaining three boys of the group to go visit him. Will wants to take this opportunity to visit the culture of Australia and he finds a group of people to do that, while Jay, Neil and Simon just want to drink and spend time with girls as per usual. This causes some frictions in the friendship group and you'll have to go and see it if you want to find out what happens. I'm not going to spoil it for you. Now, the reason I chose this film as the first film to review on Friday's film feature is because for my university dissertation, I made a radio show, believe it or not, and I based it on the fact that The Inbetweeners 2 was coming out, and I thought it'd only be fair that all the research I did that influenced that has also influenced that Friday feeling, so I thought it'd be only fair on The Inbetweeners 2 to use them as my first Friday feature. So, of course, the film was a sequel, and how does it compare to the original, The Inbetweeners movie, which came out in 2011? Well, I don't like to compare it too much to the first one, because the way I see it, it could be a standalone film. When I was watching it, I didn't think about the first one. I felt like I was just watching it on its own, and it all made sense. And I think the fact that there's a TV series helps that, because you can watch an episode and enjoy it on its own. As I said earlier, there's quite a bit of swearing and sexual orientated language, which personally I'm not a massive fan on, but as I said, if you're going to watch The Inbetweeners, you have to expect that. Jokes-wise, of course, it's a comedy. Now, I have a really weird sense of humour, so I found the silliest, littlest, most immature things funny, usually a lot of what Neil does, because he's the silly one of the group, of course. And Damon Beasley and Ian Morris did state before the release of the film that they were especially happy with the trailer as they think it was funny, and they also promised that none of the best jokes are in it. And I can vouch for that. The most of the funniest jokes are actually in the film and not the trailer, so the trailer doesn't spoil anything for you. Now, aside from all the jokes, the film did portray a strong message about friendship, which a TV series also seems to do as well. The Inbetweeners 2, in general, shows how lads are with each other, with lots of bants. That's a phrase they say, bants. But it also shows the caring side they have for each other as well. So overall, I would give the film a 7 out of 10. It's not a bad film, but not something I would choose to watch over and over, personally, just because of the language, but that's just personal to me. But it is a very popular film to other people as it set a first night record for a comedy film, earning 2.7 million on its opening night. So that is pretty big. So that's it. I hope you enjoyed Friday's film feature. It will be taking place every Friday at about 6:30. You'll have to tune in next week to find out which one I choose to review next.